for the ride. Call FA Peabody today for a policy refresh. They'll make sure you're protected from whatever twists and turns might come your way. Online, on the phone, or in person, their agents are there to help you enjoy 2024 fully protected. Find them at FAPeabody.com. Call 877-960-1457 or visit one of their 13 locations across Maine. Because things happen.
My lover's heart for me.
Back on downtown, it's time for this week's Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. That man with the arrow joins us, our Cupid, Eric Meehan. Hello there.
Oh, you're being too kind, but accurate. That's what I do. I go around, I spread love. Here's the love I'm spreading. Undefeated, baby. Your team, my team, everybody. It's the best time of year.
Everybody's got a shot right now.
Yeah. Well, I was actually sad, you know, I'm over Taylor Swift, but I love my daughter so much, and my daughter loves Taylor Swift more than it sounds like half the world loves Taylor Swift as much as I do, but I told her when she got up the next morning, I was like, I want you to know I watched the ceremony and the giving away of the trophy and yada, yada, you know, people not cheering for Roger Goodell and cheering for everybody else. I said, I waited to see if there would be a proposal. Because I love love. I don't know if I've ever loved anything as much as my daughter loves Taylor Swift. It's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I don't want to say it's a phase, but I'm not really sure.
Let's go back to when you were young and Mark Bavaro was tied in for the Giants.
I actually loved Mark Bavaro.
See?
You say that. I remember getting his football card and a pack of cards. And it was one of the greatest moments of my life. But that said, no, we're not there. I didn't have a whole host of Mark Bavaro sweatshirts from different eras of his in the NFL. Oh, my gory. It's amazing. I don't know. I mean, you know, apparently, you know, everybody out there knows not only does my wife co-own Bangor Wine and Cheese, but she heads up alumni relations at Husson. And one of her colleagues, Lisa Sturgeon, who I'm sure many of you know, is, I guess, going to do a marketing class on the skills that are the Taylor Swift rule book. So there you go. Anybody wants to learn it, take a class with Lisa. So I hope everybody's well. Speaking of, it's not a Valentine's Day, but the day after, I did want to mention before I start into my spiel here, we're having our first tasting in forever ever, and it is going to be on Thursday from 5 to 6:30 p.m. And I did just want to put that out there to everybody listening to downtown that we'd love to have you. It is going to be a port tasting primarily. There will be one still red wine, which is made by the same family that makes the ports. But it is going to be the Juarez House of Port, which is arguably the most famous in the world. Certainly the one that has produced the longest continually made and shipped port in the world, which is their Warrior Port. And we're going to have a gentleman named Rui Ribeiro, who is there, as they title him, ambassador to the U.S. Market. And he is so enthusiastic and wonderful, and will share his knowledge with you. Please, if you're free on Thursday, all of you, you know, maybe post work or before going out to a late Valentine's dinner or something like that, or a Galentine's dinner. I never watched Parks and Rec, but I've been informed that this is a thing. Please come on out to Bangor Wine and Cheese and sample the ports and meet our guests, because that would be a lot of fun.
Sounds wonderful.
So it will be. It will be. I don't liked, I mean, I know a lot about wine. It's not that I want to disparage myself, but I really enjoy the opportunity to get my customers in front of the people who provide them the juice, or the cheese, or the, you know, whatever, the people who do, and also the people who import. You know, what made you find these people, go out and find these people in the world? It's a really remarkable, it's a tiny world, but it's quite interesting. So please do come on out and learn from someone other than myself. You can learn from me probably about 340 some days a year, and I'm happy to share my knowledge. But this is a great opportunity. So come on out Thursday from 5 to 6:30 anytime in there. So it's our Valentine's Day special. We do this every year, and I always kind of like to talk about, you know, is wine good for your heart and good for you? Because people have questions about it, and I just kind of like to, you know, dispel myths or confirm myths, and so that you can all go out there with a better idea of what your doctor or other, you know, sage gurus on Oprah or wherever you get your information might be talking about. So very often you'll hear that it's red wine that you want to drink. And while that is, there's reasons for that, there are reasons that just alcohol in general, in modest amounts, can be good for you. So we'll talk about why both of those are true. There's antioxidants as well in grape juice. So again, that's not necessarily reds, but that's another thing that you do find in wine that will help prevent coronary disease. Which obviously leads to heart attacks. There have been studies. Of course, there have been studies, but given the sort of stigmatized nature of alcohol in general, sometimes there aren't as many studies or as many acknowledged studies. So a lot of this is sort of, you know, probably as opposed to definitely, but science sort of lends itself to thinking that this is all true. So the question is that the antioxidants will increase the levels of what they call the good cholesterol, right, which is the high-density lipoprotein, HDL. And then it also helps protect against cholesterol buildup. Obviously, that is a very good thing for those of us who probably, if we were to cut ourselves open, would find an abnormally large amount of buildup because we like to eat things that are very, very tasty and full of cholesterol. Mm. However, oh, tasty, tasty cholesterol. So, you know, again, in modest amounts, alcohol is good for that. The other thing that is in red wine particularly is the polyphenols that are helping to protect the lining of your blood vessels. I'm not a doctor. I am reading my notes and trusting that people know who wrote them know what they're talking about. But the other thing is that there are tannins, right? And so what I sort of want to talk about today is everybody's heard about orange wine and these sort of things. So tannin comes from the grape skin, right? And also from the fact that some wines are actually fermented with the stems and everything like that, which adds tannin, right? And so in tannin, there's something called polycyanin. And these are phenols that contain free radicals. And these help prevent heart disease. They may also, again, being written by people who know more than I do, may also help with cancers of the prostate, colon, and breast. So there's a lot of things that are associated with wellness. The other thing that is associated primarily with red wine because of the grape skins themselves is called resveratrol, and that is the thing that you read about all the time, again, that is, quote, good for your heart. Why? It may help prevent damage to blood vessels, It may reduce the low density lipoprotein, which is, quote, the bad cholesterol. It may prevent blood clots. So, and some research, again, shows that it could be linked to lower risk of inflammation and also clotting. And as someone who, sadly, in middle age has started to deal with things like that, that's a good thing to have something help you prevent that. It also apparently, again, these are all mays, can improve sensibility towards insulin, lowering chance of diabetes. And the other things that are good for you, and again, this is sort of in more in general for wines, is that drinking a single glass is shown to improve brain function. The chemicals in red wine prevent brain's neurons from dying off. Again, I haven't been able to prove these things in a lab, but somebody else has. What I wanted to say before I run out of time really quick is going back to the orange wine phenomenon, bear in mind now that all these white wines are now being aged with their skins and are taking on tannin and stuff like that, just like red wines. So there's probably a lot of these things that are linked to now these more skin contacty white wines as well. Just something to keep in mind out there. I'm sure I'm out of time, but I do want to reiterate, please come on out on Thursday for our tasting, and we'll get back to the life cycle of wine next week, talking about natural wines, organic, etc. And I hope everybody has a wonderful Valentine's Day. It's totally made up, but, you know, tell your loved ones you love them. And do it the next day also.
That's a fine plan right there. Happy Valentine's Day to you and yours. Have a great time at the tasting, and we'll check in with you next week.
Laissez-les bon temps rouler.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor. CBS News, minutes away. We're back with Hour 2. Check of the weather, good, bad, and ugly, the calendar, the birthday list, and more. Dennis Price with the Central Maine art scene, and country music legend T.G. Shepherd, all in the second hour of Tuesday's Downtown.